Welcome to the Flathead Home Show. Happy weekend to you, friends. This is where we discuss all homes, big and small. We discuss them all. My name's Justin Mecha. Happy weekend to you. It's, spring has started, except for, doesn't really feel like it sometimes. It kind of came in for a hot minute, and then it's, well, did it snow the other day, Matt? What is going on there? I can tell you this, though. I know what has happened in this guy's world. I did pull the lawnmower out. I did start to assess my yard, which means I found a lot of the, you know, Christmas presents from my dog still in the yard. And I had to clean those things up and, do those things. And I could see my neighbors were doing the same thing. In fact, the sound of the lawnmower had me really excited. And I was thinking, yes, spring is upon us. And then, of course, the snow came in and whatever. That's Montana for you, friends. We all know that. Nonetheless, though, I felt it was important. In fact, I thought this was awesome that we were contacted by Noelle. And she said, hey, I've got some information I want to share with you because the time is upon us. And I thought, ooh, I've got questions too. So Noelle Jennings with the Flathead County Weed Control District is here in the studio with us this weekend. Welcome to the show, Noelle.
Thanks for having me, Justin.
Man, I'm so excited you are here because I know I'm not alone. There are some things out there in our yards and on the highways and the ditches that grow, and some of them are really thistly, and we're like, what in the world is going on here? But how do I get rid of these things? And you read things like you're not supposed to burn them, or you just got to be careful. In fact, as a realtor, to the realtor friends listening, we know that noxious weeds are a part of the buy-sell agreement discussion. So we need to talk about these things in a professional manner. For the purposes of our show this weekend, I want to talk to all of us, though. Like the realtors, yes, pay attention because we need to talk to our clients about these things, and to the homeowners and to the landowners. We're going to have some serious conversation about weeds and what do we do. Before we do that, I want to thank my great sponsors, All About You Wellness and Aesthetics and Montana Basement Solutions, solving your water and mold problems for good. Noelle, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me again.
I'm so glad you're here. So tell me a little bit about what you do. Like, what is your job here? Weed Control District. I mean, I can kind of imagine, except for it's probably nothing to do with all the little dispensaries along the highway, right? That's a different product.
Totally different weed.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. What do we got going on in your world?
So I am the Flathead County Noxious Weed Education and Compliance Officer.
Wonderful. Okay.
So basically my job encompasses education and outreach, mm-hmm. and making sure that people comply with the Montana state law. So there actually is a law.
Right.
That says that if you identify noxious weeds on your property, you have to take steps to get rid of them.
And what is a noxious weed?
So that's a good question.
Okay.
Anything can be a weed.
Sure.
Anything that is undesirable can be a weed. When it raises to the level of becoming a noxious weed, mm-hmm. that means that it's a plant that has such negative effects to natural resources, wildlife, agriculture.
Got it.
That the government steps in and says, we have to regulate this.
Because if it's not regulated or if it's not cared for properly, it spreads.
These are kind of
like a weed, Matt. Is that where that phrase came from? Yeah. Okay. I got it.
Yeah. These are really aggressive plants.
Mm-hmm.
And so they can reduce crop yields, you know, things like that. So.
Yeah. And again, like, as I understand, and I'm completely novice on this, if I do have some in my yard. In fact, when we bought our property, here's how this happened. It was 2021, a really wild year in real estate. And my wife and I we brought another child into the world, and we were like, oh, we need a bigger house, because that's how that works. And we find this house west of town. We buy the property with no inspection because that was the market of the time. There was, you know, we were one of six offers on the table. It was basically like WWE, you know, I got hit with the chair, except for I was last man standing. So we won anyways. We got the property, and the seller did disclose that he is aware that there are noxious weeds, except for that's all he said. He's like, I know that there are noxious weeds, and I'm just happy homeowner. I'm like, okay, I don't know what that means, whatever. And then so a season goes, it was winter, like the very next day. And then after winter, so like 13 months later, you following along with the math here? After winter, all these weeds show up. And I discovered, if I'm not mistaken, I have what's called like a Canadian thistle or whatever.
And yeah, Canada thistle.
Yeah. And it's very thistle-y. Like it's
very
not,
pokey.
Very pokey. Yeah. Very pokey. It's pretty much a cactus, and it's, I don't like it at all. And my neighbor had said, you got to use a special spray.
Herbicide.
Yeah. Yeah. And I have yet to do that. So, don't give me a ticket or anything. However, please tell me, what do I do? Where do I find this stuff?
So That is my role.
Okay.
One of the things that I make sure that I make myself available to is property owners that are in your position where somebody tells them, hey, you have noxious weeds. And they're like, well, what does that even mean?
What does that mean? Right.
You can call me and I am more than happy to come do an on-site consultation.
Oh, cool. Okay.
So I kind of call them walk and learns. So I walk around your property with you and point at things. This is bad. This is good.
Uh-huh.
That way I can look at the entire environment, because in order for me to give you a recommendation for an herbicide to use, I need to know a lot of different variables, like whether you have a pond or whether it's treed or if it's a, you know, clear pasture, those kind of things all weigh in.
Awesome. Well, this is really cool. I didn't realize we had this level of resource. I've certainly become aware as I've become a homeowner and as I've certainly been in the real estate community, I've become aware of that there are elevated conversations around this. However, it wasn't until I bought some property with a little bit of acreage that I discovered that I need to, you know, enhance my understanding of these things a little bit more. Noel, we've got to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to share more with what the homeowner can be looking for and how they reach you. Does that sound good?
Perfect.
This is the Flathead Home Show. We're talking with Noel Jennings of the Flathead County Weed Control District. We'll be right back.
This is Eric Bodine, owner of Montana Basement Solutions. Our team has worked hard over the years to earn a solid reputation in the industry in fixing and preventing water-related problems in your home. We also specialize in mold testing and remediation services, often working with top contractors, architects, and even healthcare professionals in the Valley to ensure your home is healthy and safe for you and your family. If you are building, ask your contractor if they're working with us. If you suspect a problem in your home, call us directly. Montana Basement Solutions, 871-5971.
And we're back. It's the Flathead Home Show. Hey, homeowners and landowners, we've got a really important show for you this weekend. We're having an awesome discussion with Noel Jennings, who is the Weed Education and Compliance Officer with Flathead County. And I'm looking at this cool booklet here. I see around 56 phone numbers, which means we've got compliance coordinators and directors or officers in every county.
Correct. Well, by Montana state law.
So the Montana state law, concerned obviously with our land, says we want a weed educator, compliance officer in every county, or we want every county served by these individuals. Where did you come from? What was the education that led to this, Noel? I'm just going back in time a little bit here.
Yep. So I have a degree in natural resources conservation and management.
Wonderful.
I've spent my entire career doing natural resource specialist kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I landed here in the Flathead about 11 years ago.
Wonderful.
And I've, you know, bounced around and I ended up at Flathead County.
Yeah.
And I actually was applying for a grounds maintenance job just for the summer, just as something, trying to figure out where I fit here. And two questions into the interview, everybody just looked at each other and they stopped talking. And they were like, are you thinking what I'm thinking? And they're like, they were like, you could have this job if you wanted, but you're overqualified. We have another job that hasn't posted yet.
Oh, cool.
That we really think that you'd be a good fit for.
That's so awesome.
Yeah.
That's a cool story. And here you are as a valuable resource for the Flathead County landowners and homeowners. As I shared with you in the last segment, and by the way, friends, if you want to grab this show, share it with your friends, as you should, share it with your neighbors, KJJR.com, click on the Flathead Home Show, you can go back in time and grab this show in this segment and share it with your friends. I shared in the last segment, you know, I am a landowner with I know that there are weeds on my property. When I bought the property in 2021, it was disclosed, I have noxious weeds. That's all it said. I don't know what that means. I don't know what those are, you know, and when we got through that really chaotic year of 2021 and when the dust settled, my wife and I, we did start to manicure our yard. We started to clean things up and sure enough, these weeds showed up and my neighbor was telling me it's a Canadian thistle or Canada thistle, or it's very thorny, right? And it's a pain, right? It's like, I don't know what to do with this thing. So I will be calling you and say, hey, this is what I have. What do I do? Because as I understand, Noel, if I were to just do the Macho Man Randy Savage thing and just chop these things down and burn them, I might cause
more of a
problem.
You could actually exacerbate the problem, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Which that actually means make it bigger, right?
Yep, sorry.
Yeah, you know, just keep the syllables small here, okay? I mean, Matt got that. I don't know if I did, though. No, and I could create a bigger problem for my neighbors.
Yeah. So it's really important when you're dealing with noxious weeds to know what plant you're tackling.
Yeah.
Because each one grows differently. So like spotted knapweed is another problematic noxious weed. It has a taproot. So with that plant, if you wanted to, you could pull it.
Yeah.
In small quantities, obviously. If you have 10 acres, you're not going to pull it. But with Canada thistle, it has a different root system. So if you try to pull it, you could actually aggravate the plant and make it sprout more.
As I understand, it has a different currency as well. Like, I don't know if it... Bad jokes, you know. Can't pour maple syrup on... I don't know. I'll stop, Matt. This is a different show. Okay, so therefore, as a homeowner, seeing this thing, knowing that it's not grass, I'm going to say, I need to call Noel and say, what do I do? Right? And what does that look like? You come by and take a look and give me some ideas?
Yeah, I can definitely do on-site consultations, which is really valuable, I think, for the person to actually be engaged.
Sure.
If it's a situation where somebody has already identified what it is for you, you can just reach out and I can share printed resources with you that kind of walk you through what to do. So, there's a lot of different options.
How do we reach you? What is the primary way to connect with your department? Just phone?
Email, phone, you know.
Yeah.
Into the office.
Okay. And where's the office located?
309 FFA Drive. So it's over by Stillwater Christian and the VOAG Center.
Oh, wonderful. Okay. Yeah. So if we come in, there's resources available for us. Because honestly, some of us have been landowners for a long time and we may actually already know what we are dealing with. So at that point, it might just be, hey, this is what I have. What should I do? Whereas if you're like me, it's like, I don't know what I have. Can you come by and take a look?
Yeah.
And at that point, it looks like 758-5798 is the way to reach you.
Yeah, that works.
Wonderful. So Noel Jennings, weed educator and compliance officer for Flathead County. Friends, if you've got this stuff showing up in your yard and you're confused, 406-758-5798. Noel, anything else for the good people?
You know, now's the time. Mm-hmm. We're coming up against the prime time for treating with herbicides. So definitely reach out and I can help you out.
Well, that's wonderful. Thanks for hanging out with us. This is the Flathead Home Show. My name is Justin Mecha. Be safe, be well, have fun. And of course, as always, hey, Flathead.
Welcome home.